Okay then, well, a very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and it's great to be here on this special occasion. Well done to the choir for the first part of today's show. So just another round of applause for the choir, so well done. Okay, so Help for Heroes is the nominated charity for this event, so proceeds will be going to Help for Heroes. Help for Heroes, for me, as a personal charity, each year the Mayor of Bishop Auckland gets to choose their particular charity for whatever they want to raise money for over the time that they're in position. You might recall back in January 2010, Bishop Auckland had some sad news that a member of the armed forces, Corporal Lee Brownson, ironically with obviously the same name as myself, he actually was sadly killed in Afghanistan while he was on foot patrol. Lee was a member of my family. He was my cousin, not a brother, but my cousin. And obviously the sad news was thought right through the family. So that was one of the reasons I chose Help for Heroes as the charity. I wasn't actually a councillor, or I wasn't even thought about being the mayor of the town in 2010. So fittingly enough that when my year came around to be the mayor, I thought, well, there's lots of good causes and charities out there. We've got everything from Marie Curie to the air ambulance right through to other local charities in the town, including the Butterwick Hospice. But for me, I thought it was fitting enough to choose Help for Heroes. It obviously won't bring my cousin, my relative, back to us today, but I thought going forward, I see the work that the Help for Heroes does in its time, especially at this time of the year with Remembrance Service and obviously all the personnel and people who've lost their lives, not only in recent conflicts but throughout the time from the First World War onwards. The charity itself, Help for Heroes, have visited Phoenix House. Phoenix House, for those of you that don't know, is a sort of a recovery centre based at Catterick, which is about 15-20 miles down the road from where we are here today. And Phoenix House is a sort of a recovery centre which, for members of the armed forces who've gone to war or been in conflict and who come back injured or need some support to get from army life back into civilian life. So I went down there to see the work that Help for Heroes did, and I was astounded by everything that goes on there. So they get looked after to try and get them back into civilization from doing courses in education and things like that. So that's exactly where my money is going to go. We don't have anything specific in Bishop Auckland for Help for Heroes, but the service personnel from our area, from here, they will get referred to at the one at Catterick. So that's where all the money is going to go. So far this year, I can't believe I've actually been in post 6 months already. It feels like 6 years at times, but some of you have probably seen the local Bishop's Press newspaper or the Northern Echo, and I'm regularly in there doing fantastic stuff, raising profile for not only the charity, but for the organisations and the groups within Bishop Auckland. Everything from King James School, which I've been down regular, right through to opening of banks and going to care homes to give presents to 106-year-olds. So it's incredible the things you get to do as the mayor. So the charity itself, as I said, I've raised around about £7,000 so far in the last 6 months for the charity, and that's gone way and beyond any previous mayors in the town. So I just wanted to thank the support from yourselves here today. Obviously thank Brian for allowing me to come here and be part of this service, and for you guys helping to raise a little bit more money to put in that pot. Hopefully by the end of the year I'll have achieved quite a substantial amount to give to the charity by the time of when May comes next year. But so that's the reason I've chosen Help for Heroes, very personal choice, and it's so fitting that, as I say, it's this time of the year when we need to remember the people who sadly passed away through no fault of their own, but to help save this country. So thank you very much.